Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The regular U.S. media has provided little coverage over the current financial crisis at Credit Suisse, Switzerland's second largest bank. American investors incurred losses possibly exceeding $1 billion from Credit Suisse's trading in Archegos Capital Management and Greensill Capital. The bank incurred more than $4 billion of losses in the third quarter this year. The bank recently announced a major restructuring, which includes write-downs of another $3 billion in assets. The Saudi National Bank, the largest bank in Saudi Arabia that is majority owned by that nation's government, will invest $1.5 billion to take almost 10% ownership of Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse will also transfer most of its securitized products group to a consortium led by private equity firm Apollo Global Management, cut employment almost 20%, and seek billions in cost reductions. The risk of a potential collapse of Credit Suisse, where many U.S. banks, hedge funds, and investors own that bank's stocks and bonds, forced the Swiss National Bank, Switzerland's central bank, to provide billions of liquidity injections into this and 16 other Swiss banks with the funds provided by America's Federal Reserve Bank. Credit Suisse may yet collapse, similar to Lehman Brothers in 2008. This crisis has also harmed the Swiss National Bank. The Swiss National Bank is not owned by the Swiss government. Instead, the 26 Swiss cantons and 24 cantonal banks own over three-fourths of the bank's shares, with the balance private held. At the end of last year, this bank had shareholders' equity of almost $224 billion. In the first 9 months of this year, it lost more than $142 billion. More than 63% of its net worth. The bank cannot go bankrupt so long as people are willing to hold the Swiss franc currency, but huge losses at a central bank discourage other governments, central banks, and private parties from wanting to own that currency. The crises at Credit Suisse and the Swiss National Bank could explode with huge negative consequences here in America. There are two more financial dark clouds you need to know about. Sadly, there are many more. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.